I didn't feel like telling her the whole truth, because she was laughing already. But my mom had picked me up from school because the trip made us miss the school bus. I couldn't stop thinking of those torture victims, and by the time we were halfway home, my stomach had had enough. My mom had just gotten a new car, and I remember her reaching into the back seat, all frantic, and dumping out this pair of shoes she had just bought so I could have something to heave in. I heaved into a shoebox. I always wondered what they did with all those bloody wax figures when they closed that place, I muttered to Allie. I wonder if that wax guy is still hanging over a meat hook in some other wax museum.
At any rate, I liked your poem.
She smiled.
It was sweet.
I couldn't remember the poem, but it was good to see her smiling. It gave me hopeful thoughts, like maybe Isabella would know where Chris was, and that he was alive and okay. We walked about 6 blocks, then turned. The houses on the beach block in Margate were pretty huge. They were even older and even bigger than the homes in Steepleton, but the yards were really small. I had heard stories that the girls in Margate could generally be a good time. There was lots of money floating around, but the parents weren't all glued to one another like they were in Steepleton. It was more of a city than our little historic town, and supposedly there were more drugs running around, more parents taking more vacations without their kids, more divorces. That made for good parties. When juniors and seniors at Steepleton got their driver's licenses, they started going to parties in Margate on the weekends. But I supposed there were a number of families like mine, and that this Isabella was from one of them, or she wouldn't have been the way Creed described her. We started up the walk, and I looked at the house number I'd scribbled down to make sure it was right. The lawn was small, and the hedges needed cutting really bad. The doorbell was hanging by a wire. I looked in one window and saw kind of a laundry mountain on the dining room table with folding chairs all scattered around, but no real chairs. It didn't look much like my house. It looked kind of bare and undecorated inside. I knocked on the door. After a few moments, I heard footsteps and saw a pile of laundry with legs and jeans coming toward us.
Hi,
the voice behind the mountain said.
Back door. Front door is broken.
We went around to the back door and waited. About a minute later, a girl in baggy jeans came to the door. She wore one of those tops that came just below her boobs, so her whole stomach showed. She had about 100 long braids in her hair, with beads and feathers and all sorts of stuff on the ends. She pushed open the door, blowing smoke over our heads from a cigarette in the hand she pushed with. She was cute, despite the hair, but looked old, about 19. Isabella's weird big sister that Creed described in his diary, I decided.
Hi, I'm Tori. This is Allie.
Come on in,
she said, without even asking what we wanted. Very friendly family.